Indonesian government agency involved in the anti-drug task force undercover major drug syndicate networks across the country. Rama Shidki Pratama has the story.
Indonesian government ministries and agencies involved in the anti-drug task have uncovered drug syndicate networks across the country in February 2025. The operation led to simultaneous raids at 19 smuggling locations nationwide, resulting in the seizure of 1.2 tons of narcotics, including cannabis, ecstasy, and cocaine, valued at around 1 trillion rupiahs or over $60 million. In a press conference on Monday, the head of the National Narcotics Agency, Martinus Hukom, explained that the operation relied on a combination of human and technology-based intelligence, focusing on 10 priority areas. The intelligence operation used both human and technological approaches, with teams deployed to 10 high-risk areas vulnerable to drug smuggling, including the waters of Sumatra, the Malacca Strait, the land borders of West and North Kalimantan, and the western seas of Sulawesi. Hukom also mentioned that ongoing intelligence operations target drug syndicates across borders and islands, as well as fugitives inside and outside the country. Coordinating Minister Budi Gunadi stated that the operation shows progress in making Indonesia's anti-drug efforts more effective and focused, with drug packages and vehicles shown as evidence.
The Maritime Security Agency proposes the creation of an Indonesian Coast Guard. Andi Romdoni has the details.
Head of the Maritime Security Agency, Vice Admiral Irfansyah, proposed strengthening the agency to become the official Indonesian Coast Guard to ensure a more effective and complete maritime security system. He shared this proposal during a hearing with the Maritime Security Working Committee of Commission 1 at the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday.
Sangatlah penting bagi Indonesia memiliki Indonesia Coast Guard.
It is crucial for Indonesia to have an Indonesian Coast Guard capable of carrying out all the duties of a universal Coast Guard in a comprehensive and concrete way. The agency must be strengthened to become the Indonesian Coast Guard so it can be more adaptive, responsive, and inclusive in ensuring security, safety, and law enforcement in Indonesian waters and areas of jurisdiction. Meanwhile, Head of Commission 1, Ahmad Heriawan, highlighted the importance of improving maritime security as part of national defense. He explained that the Maritime Security Agency has a key role in protecting Indonesia from maritime threats and crimes, and should be the leading agency in responding to maritime security violations. Andi Ramdoni reporting.
Next up, we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Wildlife Conservation for the Future of People and Planet with Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on wildlife conservation for the future of people and planet. March the 3rd is commemorated by the world community as World Wildlife Day. Since 2014, World Wildlife Day has been a reminder to the public to raise awareness of the importance of conserving wildlife and their habitats. This year, the theme is Wildlife Conservation Finance, Investing in People and Planet. Quoting the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species and Wild Fauna and Flora page, its Secretary General Yvonne Higuero said that wildlife conservation financing is about conserving plant and animal species in the wild. This contributes to the conservation of the planet's biodiversity that supports all ecosystems and communities around the world. Funding for conservation is very important, not just to save endangered animals, but also to invest in human and the planet. It cannot be denied that the existence of wildlife has an important role in the ecosystem. Indonesia is a habitat for around 17% of all wildlife in the world. Some are endangered, such as the Sumatran and Tapanuli orangutans, the Sumatran tiger, the Javan rhinoceros, and others. To maintain their sustainability, of course, various efforts must be made, and this is not only the government's job. Everyone has a responsibility to maintain the sustainability of wildlife. This can be done by increasing awareness of the importance of conservation and supporting all efforts to do so, taking part in preventing illegal wildlife trade and reducing consumption that damages the environment, especially those from protected wildlife. No less important is to realize the efforts to maintain the sustainability of wildlife through conservation, not just to maintain their population. There is a bigger goal, namely maintaining the balance of the ecosystems for the present and the future. That was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Today's quote of the day by Pramudia Anandapur. No matter how smart someone is, if they don't write, they will be forgotten by society and history. Writing is a way to live on forever.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Its main ingredient is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Menari-nari kita terus menari meski hujan rintik tu.
mengalun-alun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan, berbagi senyuman. Terus melayang meski langit tanpa bintang, mendayu-dayu suara daun yang berjatuhan, bermesraan mengisi lamunan. Bergandeng tangan berdua nyanyikan lagu cinta nostalgia.
Listener, next up is Indonesian Wonder about Gili'ia. For those of you who wants to go to an amazing few destination in Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Gili'ia, located in Sumenep Regency, Madura Island, which is the best place to experience the freshest air in Indonesia. With an oxygen level of 20.9%, it surpasses other regions. Gili'ia has been recognized as the second best oxygen zone in the world, following the Dead Sea in Jordan. This island even went viral as the island of eternal youth. Gili'ia also offers various attractions around the island, such as Batu Cangga, a steep cliff facing the Java Sea. In the local language, Batu Cangga means rock that supports a cliff. This natural wonder features hollow formations resembling tunnels, naturally supported by rocks that look like pillars of a house. Covering an area of 9.15 square kilometers, the island can be explored within just a day. However, if you wish to stay longer and enjoy its fresh air, locals offer their homes for rent at negotiable prices. To reach Giliyang, you can take a sea taxi, a term used by the people of Dungkak. The sea taxi is a motorized wooden boat. The journey to Giliyang by sea taxi takes about 30 to 40 minutes from Dungkak Harbor, depending on weather conditions and wave height. The distance between Giliyang and Dungkak Harbor is about 9 kilometers, while the distance from Dungkak Harbor to Sumenep City Center is about 30 kilometers. Dungkak Harbor and Giliyang are separated by the Java Sea. Giliyang has two docks, Ropet Beach in Banras Village, located on the eastern tip of the island, which serves as a port for fishermen, and a passenger dock in Banchamara Village on the island's western tip. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
EV is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look in the broader, in the holistic side, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau untuk diri. terima diri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Boy listener, if you are wondering on where you are right now, today's Let's Speak Bahasa teaches you about In Bima.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency of Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bima. Di Bima, which means In Bima. You will listen to a conversation about di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who is recording a vlog about his hotel room around Sub Airport, Sumbawa Island, West Nusa Tenggara. Let's listen to his monologue. Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sape. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. After listening to the monologue, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Di dalam, which means inside. Kamar, kamar, which means room. Meja, meja, which means table. Lemari, lemari, which means wardrobe. Televisi, televisi, which means television. AC, AC, which means air conditioner. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC, which means inside the room there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Menempuh, menempuh, which means go through. Perjalanan, perjalanan, which means trip. Kabupaten Bima, Kabupaten Bima, which means Bima Regency. Menginap, menginap, which means stay. Pelabuhan Sape, Pelabuhan Sape, which means Sape Port. Kapal, kapal, which means ship. In the monologue, there is the expression di dalam kamar ada meja, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC, which means inside the room there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. There is the adverb di dalam, which means inside, which shows a particular location or place, namely a space that contains something. The expression di dalam, which means inside, in the monologue, shows an hotel room that contains a table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Other example, let's listen to another use of di dalam, which means inside, in another sentence. Di dalam kapal ada restoran. Di dalam kapal ada restoran, which means inside the ship there is a restaurant. Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus.
Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus, which means Chris puts his camera inside a special bag. In Indonesia, there are some variations of places to stay. Besides hotel, which means hotel, there are also wisma, which means guest house, losmen, which means inn, penginapan, which means lodge, pondok, which means cottage, and resort, which means resort. The difference falls on the facility and shape. Wisma, which means guest house, usually has less facility than hotel, which means hotel. While pondok, which means cottage, and resort, which means resort, have different shape or form from hotel. Pondok, which means cottage, and resort, which means resort, usually has some separated buildings or rooms instead of one single big building like a hotel. Before we end today's Body Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sapi. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about di dalam kamar. Di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
bola, bang, nonton bola. Kita begadang, buka mata. Jangan lupa beli kacang, martabak manis terloyang. Kita nonton dari jam 9. Nonton bola, bang, nonton bola. Bersepak bola.
In Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Forest is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. itu menuju ke dalamnya. Bila ku sujud karena takut tapi neraka, bukakanlah untukku lebar-lebar pintunya. Hatiku bersih bukan umur tapi suci, ku buka hati bukan hanya unjuk gigi. Ku bukan raja, ku hambamu ya Robi. Ku buat lagu ini bukan untuk jutaan kopi. Di tengah laut biru ku bagai bui-bui, ku manusia merasa bagai tanpa hati. Tanpamu ilahi, tanpamu ya Robi, ku akan tersesat di jalan yang penuh duri. Ampuni aku ya Tuhan, beri ku izin untuk kembali ke jalanmu yang benar yang lazim. Karena kau ya Rahman, karena kau ya Rahim, jauhkanlah diriku dari setan yang zalim. Ya Robi, berilah padaku petunjuk dan juga hidayah darimu. Ya Robi, tunjukkanlah jalan yang benar menuju ke dalam jalanmu.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Papua titled Tatinggal di Papua. Written by Stephen Welly, this song is performed in the Papuan language and tells the story of someone deeply missing his hometown in Papua. The lyrics beautifully capture the essence of Papua's natural wonders, namely its majestic mountains, lush valleys, serene beaches, and the iconic bird of paradise. It's a song that makes you feel like your heart is left behind in the beauty of Papua. Well, listener, here is the song Tatinggal di Papua by Pajeno Gay. Enjoy!
Tinggal di gunung-gunung, di lembah-lembah, di Papua. Sungai yang deras
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voyus.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will always stay here with you, where you can watch online streaming in voynews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And for listener, if you want to send your critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media: Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia; Twitter account at VOI Indonesia; Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voynews.id, and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, VOI listener. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
だからこれはボイスオフ Indonesiaです。日本語で放送されているボイスオフ Indonesiaは、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、さまざまな情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および RRE Digital Application KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。
Selamat malam, konbawa. Kyo 2019年3月3日、私エンガルが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。 次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き周波数 332kHz や 4755kHz からウィスオブインディシアの放送をお聞きください。リスナーの皆さん、ニュースです。今日の見出しは、13名のカルスペンスピラミッド登山者は無事、海洋水産省と世界自然保護基金、漁業製品のサプライチェーンの持続可能性を確保するために協力、専門家クリーンな空気のために電動供給、交通機関の利用を推奨。最初のニュースです。国家捜索救助庁はパプア中央州ミミカのジャヤブジャヤ山脈にあるカルスペンスピラミッドに登った13名の登山者が無事であることを確認しました。13名の登山者はインドネシア国籍の10名、トルコ国籍の2名、ロシア国籍の1名で構成されています。一方、エルサラクソの市とニリウィジャヤンティ市の2名は国家捜索救助庁によって死亡が確認されました。これらの登山者は日曜日の午前46分、東部インドネシア時間に国家捜索救助庁に報告されたカルスペンスピラミッド登山チーム15名の一員であり、危険な状況に陥り、救助を求めていました。次は、海洋水産省は世界自然保護基金と協力し、漁業製品のサプライチェーン全体の持続可能性を確保する取り組みを進めています。この協力は天然資源の保全を確実にし、インドネシアの漁業産業の品質と持続可能性を向上させることを目的としています。この協力関係は過去5年間にわたって築かれ、多くの成果が上がっています。その一例として、5つの水産観光施設が、国際的な認証機関である水産養殖管理協議会から国際認証を取得することに成功しました。最後のニュースです。モハマリア気候センターの会長であるアグス・チャミル氏は、日常生活において電動公共交通機関の利用を推奨しています。彼によるとこの取り組みは現在問題となっている大気汚染を抑制するためのより効果的な修練です。木曜日ジャカルタで行われた RRE Wood Service Voice of Indonesia とインタビューの中で、彼はこのような取り組みがジャカルタを含む大都市の大気汚染を軽減する上で、より効果的である可能性が高いと述べました。
The objective is to get
目的はクリーンな空気以降、そして排出ガスの削減です。ですから、私は公共交通機関向けの EV、特に電動バスにもっと投資すべきだと考えています。現在、ジャカルタには約300台の電動バスがあり、NRT などの交通手段もあります。これらは一度に多くの人を運ぶことができ、交通渋滞の緩和や、排出ガスの削減にもつながります。したがって公共交通機関を電動などのクリーンエネルギーに基づいたものにすることをより真剣に検討すべきです。
Need to consider more to have a public transportation based on the clean fuel like electric.
一方、都市大臣兼都市調整庁長官のロサン・タルカサ・ロスラニ氏は、政府が先日車両ピンダッマウの電動化を推進する方針について言及しました。彼によるとこの取り組みは再生可能エネルギーへのエネルギー転換を加速させる可能性があります。またピンダッ株式会社はすでにピンダッモリの EV というプロトタイプを開発し、以前に発表しました。ピンダッ株式会社の公式ウェブサイトの情報によると、モレの EV は高い機能性を持つ業務用の軽4輪電動車両として設計されています。